Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in Parakeh of Maseches Maestros. Today we're going to be learning Parakeh Mishnah Gimel and Parakeh Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Lo yimkor adam es peros of mishabo leonas ha-maestros. A person is not allowed to sell his fruits from the moment when the maeser obligation sets in, lemishaino ne'eman al ha-maestros, to someone who isn't trustworthy when it comes to separating maeser. He's most likely not going to separate maeser for his produce. We refer to such a person as an am ha'aretz, as we discussed before. Velo b'shvi'is l'mishu chashur al ha'shvi'is. And you can't sell shmita produce to someone who's not trustworthy in terms of how he's going to treat the produce. He's not going to treat it like shmita produce. And the reason why both of these cases are true is because you're not allowed to cause someone else to sin. This is a set in a sense like lifnei iver, by you providing them with the produce, knowing full well they're not going to treat it like shmita, they're not going to treat it like miser. So you're not allowed to do that and cause another Jew to sin. Continuing in the Mishnah in Bikru. However, if some of the produce ripens a little bit early and those crops are obligated in miser or shmita, no tel es habakoros umocher es hashar. You can take those fruits that ripen, you can take them, set them aside and keep them, and you can sell the rest. Any of the other crops that are not ripe, that are not obligated in miser or shvias yet, you can sell those certainly to the person who's not going to treat them properly, but you can't sell anything at that particular point in time is obligated in miser. You can't separate that and sell that to someone who's not going to be careful in separating miser. Continuing now with Parakeh Mishnah Dal, it says the Mishnah, Lo yimkor adam es tivno vs gifto vs zagov. A person can sell the straw, like the inedible stalks of the grain, vs gifto, and you can't sell the pulp of pressed olives. These are all the inedible, not such good parts of various crops that you processed. Vs zagov means that you can't sell the skins of pressed grapes. Lo lemisha einum ne'eman al ha-maisros, to someone who's not trustworthy when it comes to separating maiser. Lahotzi mehen mashkin, because that person is going to intend to take out the leftover juices from the pulp of the pressed olives, from the skins of the pressed grapes. He's going to certainly take some of the kernels from the inedible stalks and so on, and we can't allow him to do that, because what's going to happen? He's going to take these juices, and these juices are still obligated in miser, and you're basically giving him something that he's not going to separate miser from. Says the Mishnah of Im Hotzi. But if he does take out any of these juices or these stalks and so on, chayiv b'maisros, they're obligated in maaser, and he's not going to separate maaser. Potter ben ha-truma, though, says the Mishnah, that they're still potter, they're still exempt from truma, but they're obligated in maaser, and if he's not going to separate maaser, then he certainly can't sell them to him. If he's going to squeeze the little remnants of the pulp of the pressed olives and get some olive oil, press the skins of the pressed grapes and get some grape juice, get some wine, so that certainly is not allowed for you to give him the opportunity to get these juices and not have them separate miser. Now the Mishnah is going to finish off by explaining why is it that truma is different, that when it comes to truma, any of these items, the pulp of the pressed olives, the inedible stalks of the grain, the skins of the grapes, all of these cases, when it comes to truma, we don't have to be concerned. Why? Shah Torim, says the Mishnah, because when it comes to truma, belibu al haketum, that when the person is separating truma, in his mind, he has in mind the stalks that are not edible, v'al hatsadim, and the parts that were on the side that weren't included, v'al mashe besocha tevin, and the little kernels that were in the straw that are still edible. When a person separating his truma, he has all of the crops in mind, even those things that he left behind. But when it comes to maaser, only the main part of the crops are had in mind, and therefore whatever's left over still needs maaser to be separated for it, and therefore you can't sell it to someone who's not going to separate maaser. Quick review, Parakeh Mishnah Gimel taught us that a person can't sell fruits from the moment that the obligation of maaser sets in. You can't sell them to someone who's not trusted when it comes to maaser. You can't sell them to someone who's not trusted when it comes to Shemitah, because at the end of the day, you can't help someone, but you can't be Messiah over a Avera. You can't help someone perform an Avera. You're basically putting a stumbling block before a blind person, giving him an opportunity to sin, which you're not allowed to do. However, the Mishnah did tell us that if you have a lot of crops, some of which ripened before others, so those which aren't ripe yet, those you could sell to someone who's not trusted when it comes to maaser, because most likely the Meister obligation therefore didn't set in, and therefore you could certainly sell them to him. But once it's ripe, once the Meister obligation set in, you certainly can't sell them to him. And then Perakei Mishnah Dal discussed the inedible parts of the crops, the inedible straw, the pulp of the pressed olives, the skins of the pressed grapes, and so on. And we said that you're not allowed to sell them to someone who's not trusted when it comes to Meiser, because at the end of the day, he's going to take out the juices from them, and those juices are still obligated in Meiser. So if he's not going to take the Meiser, you can't sell them to him. If, however, it comes to Truma, though, any of these cases when it comes to Truma, the Mishnah said that we assume that the owner who separated Truma had all of the crops in mind, even the non-main stuff, even the pressed grapes, the skins of the pressed grapes, and the pulp of the pressed olives, and the inedible stalks of the straw, and so on and so forth. Because someone who's separating Truma has in mind all of the crops, and is separating for all of the crops, and all of the parts of the crops, therefore, you would be allowed to sell something that hasn't been without Truma, just to one of these individuals, someone who's not trusted when it comes to separating Truma, because at the end of the day, someone who's not separating Truma doesn't have to then separate Truma on those things because they were included initially. But when it comes to Meiser, if it's someone who's not trusted when it comes to Meiser, you're not allowed to sell them to him because he's not going to separate Meiser. Have a great day.